Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:55 British Summer Time. Today is September 23rd. Well, this has been a day with a number of small changes to markets that may be indicative of something larger developing. I think probably the main headline would be that the oil complex or the oil contract was down by almost $3.50, and it's pressuring the short-term progression of higher lows, and it's been encountering resistance in the area of $75 level for much of the last 3 months and is appearing to be pulling back from that area at the moment. Now, we could see upward dynamics tomorrow, and certainly that wouldn't be out of character because trading, although tight, has been rather volatile recently. That would send oil back above $70 in short order. But if it starts to take out the progression of higher lows and takes out the $66 level, well, then we could be into a short-term reversionary type move. And the copper market has looked at the $3 level 4 times in the last 6 weeks and was down by almost 10 cents in here today, so down to 276. And it's pressuring the progression of higher lows within the 2 month range as well. And if it starts to take those out, then that could be indicative of a more reversionary type environment. In the equity markets, well, this little bit of dollar strength that we saw today, where the dollar index found support in the region of the 76 area, didn't really appear or manifest itself until later on in the session. So the return in the equity markets was pretty sanguine in Asia and in Europe, with majority of markets closing up less than 1% and a few closing down just marginally on the day. But in the US, with this little bit of dollar strength coming in, we had Brazil and Mexico down both more than 1.5%, and the S&P was down by just over 1%. Now, the S&P made a new recovery high earlier on this session, but closed down 1%, and that's below yesterday's low. So by definition, it's a small key reversal. Now, the key to the key, as we teach at the chart seminar, is size. And this really is one case where size very definitely does matter. And this is a very small decline. So we would categorically need to see follow through tomorrow if this were to be in any way a reliable signal. So what happens tomorrow will be interesting from the point of view of the S&P and the wider stock markets. We can look at the charts for just about any stock market and identify some clear consistency characteristics. And what is also evident across a large swathe of the equity markets is that we've had a very good month of September for the majority of stock markets, and a number of indices are perhaps a little bit overextended in the very short term. That needn't mean anything more than we're moving into another ranging congestion area trading range. But we have also been rallying for the better part of 6 months, so we can't discount the potential that we may be moving into a larger reactionary type environment. And that will be played out over the coming weeks, and we will see what unfolds. What we can say very clearly is that the majority of stock markets, although somewhat overbought in the very short term, are still in relatively consistent medium-term uptrends, that we are in new bull markets for the vast majority of stock markets, and that the progressions of higher lows that are quite evident on the majority of stock market indices would need to be taken out before we would stop giving the benefit of the doubt to the upside. The fact that the dollar has rallied a little bit in here today, but it hasn't done so in a dynamic fashion, and the symbiosis that we have seen in the weakness of the dollar and strength of risk type assets due to the status of the US dollar as a funding currency for leveraged trades has been quite evident over the last few weeks. But the US dollar remains in a downtrend, and it is most consistent in its downtrend against some of the commodity currencies, such as the Australian dollar or the New Zealand dollar or the Norwegian krone. And that is really quite evident from looking at some of these charts. And we would have to see a significant rally by the dollar, particularly on that dollar index, which would need to sustain a move above the 78 area to really question the consistency of what is a well-defined downtrend at this point. Were we to see such a move, then we would probably have a knock-on effect in stock markets and commodity markets. And today's move to today's action on the in the oil market and in copper particularly are probably a little bit weaker than would strictly be justified by the what can really only be described as a steady day for the US dollar. And just another moment on these industrial metals. We've already seen that nickel and aluminium and lead have had large pullbacks in within the medium-term advances, and they're in a more corrective type phase now. Now, copper hasn't had that. It's been ranging for much of the last 6 weeks, and it's had a progression of higher lows within that range. But if it does start to take out that progression of higher lows, then there is potential that it could move into a more reactionary type environment, such as we see with some of those other industrial metals. So the next few days are probably going to be key to which direction copper is going to move. Of course, if it starts to push back upwards in the next couple of days and successfully breaks through the $3 level, we'll have a reaffirmation of the medium-term uptrend, and there's probably potential that it can go on and make significant new highs. But we do need to see those upward dynamics. And with the S&P 500, we need to see upward dynamics pretty swiftly, or if we are going to move into a more reactionary environment, whether that is the beginning of another trading range or whether it turns into a larger type reaction, if we start to get follow through on today's key tomorrow, then we can probably say that it's a high of short-term significance at least, and what happens subsequently, we would then be able to say whether it's medium-term or not. And of course, it could all be completely countermanded by an upward dynamic tomorrow. So there is probably a little it calls for a little bit of caution in the commodity markets and perhaps some of the equity markets in the short term. And what happens in the next few days will probably give us a much greater degree of confidence in which way these markets are going to move. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I apologize for recording slightly later than usual, but I'd like to wish all the best to all of you.